Something for the weekend on Saturday. Westlife have a new album out on the 15th of November and the new single is called My Blood, featuring all of the Westlife children, including Mark Feely's brand new baby girl, Layla. Nikki, come here to me. Has Mark been on? Is he absolutely knackered? Because I will never, ever forget the first few weeks of the tiredness. How's he doing with the new baby?
He's doing great. Yeah, we're all together on a WhatsApp group and he's sending little photographs and little videos of her. And we haven't met her yet, but she's an absolute little stunner. And he seems to be doing really, really well. So, And I'm delighted for him, you know, because obviously as a gay man, it's a different ball game. And he probably had thoughts that he may never be a dad. You know, I'm just delighted for him. I haven't seen him to give him a high five and a hug and say well done and to see Layla in reality. But the pictures and the little videos are pretty special.
I'm sure you'd be there to babysit, Nikki, will you?
No chance.
At least you're honest about it. You get all these people when you have a new baby and everybody says, oh, if you ever want a night out, you ever want a break, just give me a call. And then you discover after the first week, nobody is available for the babysitting.
Yeah. Oh no, listen, I'm putting on the record now, I'm not available for babysitting or nappies or anything.
You're booked up till the end of time. You've done it. So listen, the album is going to be out on the 15th of November. I like the way you've done that just in time for Christmas, Nikki. That's very clever, isn't it?
God, what a coincidence. We never thought about that.
Oh, but,
you know, it's a very, very special album. It's called Spectrum. It's pretty much, I guess, 9 years in the making because it's been 9 years since our last studio album. Several of those years, Westlife was not in our minds, you know. And we all brought, I think, our own experiences, our individual experiences back to Westlife. You know, I was 41 last month in the 7.5 years.
Are you that old?
In the van.
Oh, I didn't know you. I didn't realise you were so elderly, Nikki. My God.
No, walking stick and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was on radio, as you mentioned, for 5 of those years. And you look at playlists and you think, if Westlife did come back, where do we fit? You know, how do we make some new music? And this album now, thankfully with the help of Ed Sheeran and Steve Mac and James Bay, he's written a song, and Ryan Tedder from One Republic, we put together what we believe is the strongest possible album. Like, we love it. There's 11 tracks on there. And, you know, it's like I said, 9 years since our last studio album. So, we hope it goes well. We're very, very pleased with it.
Jeez, I bet you you never thought when you first joined Westlife all those years ago, or weren't they called Westside for a while, that you'd be doing it at the age of 41?
I know, it's a lifetime. It really is. You know, we got together at 17 and we did the 14 years straight. I think we did 13 albums in 14 years. Something crazy like that. So, but look, sometimes things work out for the best. I think we needed to have that break and go off and do different things. And we were only working out what we all did one day. I mean, we got, you know, I did Strictly Come Dancing. Then you got Keane, who had a solo album, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Shane had released an autobiography. We all know all the stuff that Shane had gone through.
Oh, he's had a really hard time, hadn't he, over the few years as well? Yeah.
Absolutely. So I think it was lovely when we all got back together. And, you know, really we are brothers from another mother, really. You know, if we spent more times with each other than we probably have with most of our family members, if not all of them. So it was a special time to come back. It was a big tour for us last year. The album, I think, you know, kind of cements that. And now we've got loads of dates next year. We've just announced 20 dates in the UK as well, stadiums around the UK, which is pretty special. And, you know, there's more offers coming in for different parts of the globe that we didn't get to this year. Now, whether we get to them next year, I'm not sure. But, you know, there's an offer for Asia again and China again, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, all these places that Westlife would have had a good stronghold in the day. And we never got to get back to this year. So, look, it's a good time for us.
It's not bad for an outfield, Nikki. Final question. What has been the hardest job then out of all the bits that you've done over the years? Is Westlife an easy one in comparison? I want you to big this up and say how radio is really difficult and how everyone in radio should get a pay rise, like myself.
Radio is definitely by far the easiest out of them. You should be doing it for free.
Get off the line. Unfortunately, our time has run out. Nikki, thanks so much for the chat, even though it broke up every 2 seconds. And will you ever go and buy yourself a new phone?
Bye.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.